Today's chapel is entitled Life's Greatest Treasure, Truth. The passage for our meditation this morning comes from Proverbs 23, verse 23. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Fellow redeemed, though you may not realize it, there is not a day of your life when you are not at some bargain counter. Just as certainly as you are a living being, you are a buying being. And what you buy, you either retain or you dispose of it. While there be countless trinkets which you may buy and which you may trade away profitably as soon as you have bought them, there are things which cannot be sold without loss, yea, irreparable loss, no matter at what price you sell them. When you came to Emmanuel, I trust that you are here for a definite purpose, not for a life of indolence and ease, not for a few months of frittering away youth's most impressionable period, but for that which will give your life its true directive and imperishable worth. If your outlook upon life is that of the unhappy Macbeth, which complains, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hours upon the stage, yours will also be a school life as bereft of any value to you as it will prove bitter to the end. No, unless you realize with our own Longfellow that life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Emmanuel, with all its facilities and the noblest efforts on the part of each and every instructor, will utmost miserably fail in seeking to sell you the truth. Yes, you may buy in order to keep, but to trade it off again. When God in His wisdom of everlasting truth tells us, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. He is not only referring to the acquiring of the 1,001 items of temporal knowledge, useful in its day, but limited to the little segment known as time. No, he is primarily concerned about your getting that wisdom which is spelled with a capital W. That wisdom is not a thing, but a person. None other than Christ, who is very God of very God, as we confess in our Nicene Creed. When our text speaks of buying truth, it is not only counseling you to accept only that which is in accord with verity, and there are countless such things. You cannot spend your early life in trifling away and then hope to reap a rich and blessed reward. No, they that sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That is an irrevocable law. It will ever be true in the words of the old adage, sin is an instrument with many tools, but a lie is a handle which fits them all. Tell one lie, and you'll be forced to tell 1,000 lies in order to cover it up. We may therefore say with Sir Walter Scott, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. But that which Scripture above all would have us understand by that truth is again not a thing, but a person. And who again is that person? None other than he who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, to this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. It is the Christ of God who alone can truthfully say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Apart from Christ our Savior, there is no abiding truth, no true wisdom. If you have found Him in humble faith, you cannot barter Him away except at the cost of your own soul. And then what? Then shall be yours to answer the question of the ages. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? But the most remarkable thing about the most priceless treasure is this, that it may be had without money and without price. In fact, the only ones who shall ever come into its possession are they who sincerely confess, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look for thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die." It is the truth to which all our instruction shall be directed at this seat of learning. And no matter what your accomplishments shall be in any and all of your secular branches, if you but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then your stay here will be a most blessed sojourn. Then will have been fulfilled this prayer: O Word of God incarnate, O Wisdom from on high, O Truth unchanged, unchanging, O Light of our dark sky, we praise thee for the radiance that from the hallowed page, a lamp unto our footsteps, shines on from age to age. Amen. We sing of that priceless treasure in hymn 347.